Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Thompson moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. May moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. May scores. Corcoran moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Ruchel fields it and throws to first for the out. Corcoran moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade bunts towards the mound. Rizzima fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corcoran throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Carbo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Corcoran. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Corcoran steals second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dade strikes out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive towards first. Thornton catches it and steps on first to double up Whitaker. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris pinch hits for Ted Cox. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.